Hi guys, welcome to the episode 6 of Amazon Selling Common Sense podcast. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about the Amazon PPC. It's for the beginners and for the experts, but the basics and the concept remain same. Whether you are doing $1,000 per month or you're doing $1,000,000 per month. So let's get started. First thing is that the most important thing with Amazon PPC is the keyword research. You need to find a perfect keyword which defines your product, and it must not be very, very competitive, and it must not be having a very, very low volume so that nobody is searching for it. It must be in between the lines. So, other thing is that never ever run Amazon auto campaign on a new product. The reason behind is that you are giving away all the control to Amazon and where to show, how to show, under which product the Amazon will show your product. What will happen if you do this? So Amazon will just do hit and trial, and wherever he sees an opportunity will show up your product. And in that process, the Amazon itself will lose a track for the keywords and the product, where it should show in a very, very refined manner, because it's still trying. It will at least require like 45 to 50 days to make an Amazon PPC campaign workable. But in the process, you lose all the logics behind that. But when you run a manual campaign, what will happen? You will define that keywords for which you want to run your campaign. You are directing Amazon to show up your product for a specific type of keywords which you think are relevant to your product. So start with a broad-based campaign. Just keep not more than 7 to 10 keywords in it, and start with at least $10-$15 per day, and if you can afford more, that would be pretty good. Start bidding in the lower range in the suggested bid. Let's say the bid range is from $1 to $1.5. Start ranging somewhere around 1.10 cent, and somewhere around that, and see if you're getting impressions. When you start getting impressions, and see if you're getting any sales. So the first step is to start getting impression, and if you're not getting impression, just keeps on increasing the bid by 5 or by 10% and every other day. When you start getting the impressions, then you might be getting orders and you might be getting clicks. So if you're getting clicks and you're not getting orders, that means there's something lagging behind in your product, or your product might be new and it doesn't have reviews. But if you have reviews, if you have clicks, and it's still not getting sold, then there is some serious problem in your listings. You need to fix that out. So that's the listing part. We will talk about that in some other way. And after you keep on optimizing, you will see at what price you are getting conversions. So that's a sweet spot. Let's say you want to have an ACoS of 30%, but initially your ACoS is going 90%, 60%. That's pretty normal. You can optimize it. So how to optimize it? After you get a sale out of a keyword, you will understand for what keywords your product is working. As we have put them in a broad match, there might be a very, very weird keyword terms which might be show up. Like if you're just selling onion oil or hair oil or hair oil for argan oil, something like that. So let's clear this out. Like if you're selling argan oil, you might be showing up for argan hair oil or argan face oil. And if you're getting your getting that sales from the argan hair oil, simply add that to the broad match of your keyword list and give it a more weightage, because you are getting sales. By weightage I mean increase a bid. Let's say you have argan oil as a keyword, and the bid for that is $1, and argan oil for hair, which has converted well for you, put the bid of $1.05. And do one more thing, create another campaign with the phrase match and put this keyword over there and see how it performs in different phrase matches. And like this, you could keep on refining, and after you got some sales from the phrase match, you can put up an exact match also. When you put an exact match campaign, make sure you put a negative exact in the phrase match. I am leaving broad match as it is because it's a very, very wide type of campaign, because we are just trying to find the keywords out there. So you need to keep that broad match open, but keep a phrase and exact in sync with each other. And after a certain amount of time, your exact match will grow pretty big. At that time, you can increase your budgets if you're converting well, increase your bids, or you can subcategorize your exact match. Like, there can be certain categorizations which can be done. In this case, we are selling argan oil, so I might be creating a separate set of exact match campaign which have argan hair oil keywords and which have the keywords like argan and hair, like argan hair oil for long hair, argan hair oil for dry hair, these type of things. And let's say I have converted also for the skin, the argan oil for skin. So I will have another campaign in the exact for argan oil for skin hydration. Argan oil for skin pigmentation. These type of keywords. So basically what I'm trying to say and what I'm trying to demonstrate over here, we need to divide by context. So what is the context of the search? Let's say if we're doing in a certain context, we should try to optimize it. We should go more aggressive on that, and so that you can have more sales and you have more profits. So this is the whole ecosystem. And one more thing, as you get sales on a certain keywords or certain subset of keywords, you also get that organic ranking juice out of it. Your sales on those keywords also start to increase organically as we show up more, without running ads on a certain type of products, under a certain type of products. That also helps. So that's it, guys. This was the end of episode 6 of Amazon Selling Common Sense podcast. Hope you have enjoyed it and it has helped you in any way. Thank you.